Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly for September 2011. Let us speak with sorrowful retrospection about the matter of harbour rot. We all know the theory attributed to Nelson, that harbours corrode both ships and men, and by this point in the season most of us have proved at least once the deleterious effect of prolonged port stays on matrimony, family life and interpersonal behaviour. Not to mention finances. I have pointed out before that berthing a 32-foot boat in some of our leading marinas costs more than a night in a travelodge, and without the cellar bothering to provide a floor, ceiling, bed, pillow, tea-making equipment and ensuite bog. But the real spiritual corrosion happens in any harbour when you want to move on and something stops you. Bad weather, mainly. But equally it could be waiting for the engineer, the electrician, the vital part that's being posted care of the Royal Mudlump Yacht Club. Or it could be just a wait for the crew who missed the ferry, or the Foreign Port Authority paperwork, or the local consulate's reissue of Auntie Susan's passport which she lost in the market. And whatever the reason, you're stuck. And the thing which makes you feel most desperately stuck is not so much the berth or the boats alongside. That's quite a good atmosphere the other year in the Kilrush Marina Escape Committee. No, the problem is the routine, the walk. It is the same walk every day. In a marina, one of those which demonstrate that delightful hybrid of prison camp and Disneyland now so fashionable, the walk is round the pontoons, clatter, 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 past the motorboat that never goes anywhere, past the inshore lifeboat, up the ramp, through the security gate whose five-figure code 78452 is now imprinted in your brain, past the Lego pastel houses, until you feel as if you've lived in Port Poncypants forever. In the town, you not only have your favourite cafe, but your favourite table at which to read the newspaper. The first day or two, this was bliss after open sea. Now it's boring and embarrassing. You're no longer a carefree ocean wanderer, a noble albatross, captain of your soul, master of your fate. You're just another sad, idle holiday git with not much to do. In full-time work, one does quite often envy affluent yachting pensioners who gaily say, "Oh, we never sail till we know there's a lovely broad reach. We've got all the time in the world to wait. No point setting out in headwinds." But even if you didn't have a sense of your precious holiday time and funds ebbing away, the actual experience of prolonged port stays, even in pleasant places, soon puts paid to that delusion. It isn't only Kinlochbervie in the rain or Grimsby No. 2 fish dock which can get you down, but the loveliest of spots. In the wild, peat-scented romance of the Shannon River, the gang pinned down in Kilrush were edging towards insanity after 10 days. In jolly Brighton, even the children got sick of trekking round the pontoons and riding on the Falks Railway every bleeding day, while a thunderous low sat still, setting the rig screeching and the lines jerking. In St Helier, where we'd all been extremely grateful to find shelter after several days of blow, even the youngest rebelled at the idea of climbing the hill to that enormous leisure centre yet again, despite the lure of the ball pond, the swimming pool, and the chance of listening to a demented chanteuse in silver lamé hot pants massacring Rockin' Robin. The curious thing is, if we'd gone to any of these places on a normal holiday, everyone would have been happy, going for little walks and getting to know the locals. It's the presence of the boat, accusingly idle, no longer a brave little ship, but a seriously inadequate holiday cottage. That's what sours you. We love Falmouth. It's one of the shippiest, jolliest, most hospitable, comfortable harbours to arrive at for a couple of days' rest. But get stuck in too long, and even there the walk starts to pall. Trudge up the narrow main street, past the Oggy Oggy pasty shop yet again. Quick window shop at Trago. Buy a £1.99 umbrella which blows inside out before you reach Mark's. No, it's no good. You rot. You go nuts. As Louis MacNeice's poem concludes, "Our end is life, put out to sea." So you do. And it's so rough down towards the Lizard that you end up creeping wetly back in again. But at least this time, you're properly grateful.